This is the all-new AM 690 WIST New Orleans.
You talk.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt.
I believe before the NIE that Iran was dangerous, and I believe after the NIE that Iran is dangerous.
President Bush on an NIE or National Intelligence Estimate that puts U.S. spy agencies on record as saying Iran halted work on a nuclear weapon years ago. More from ABC White House correspondent Martha Raddatz.
He said that the NIE does not change his opinion about the dangers of Iran, despite the evidence, the high confidence the intelligence community has stated, saying that Iran shut down its nuclear program 4 years ago. The president is not backing off of any of this, not changing his policy going forward, and I'm sure he will face criticism from abroad and certainly from Capitol Hill.
That is News Conference, Mr. Bush scolded the Democratic-controlled Congress about not passing bills to fund the Iraq War or fix the alternative minimum tax. She was threatened with lashing, even prison. But in the end, Sudan let her go home. ABC's Linda Albin with more on the woman whose decision to let her Sudanese students call their teddy bear Mohammed got her into plenty of trouble.
To say she was terrified is an understatement. British schoolteacher Gillian Gibbons, back on British soil, said her adventure in Sudan was more than she bargained for.
I'm just an ordinary middle-aged primary school teacher. Yeah, I went out there to have a bit of an adventure and got a bit more of an adventure than I bargained for.
And what next for this middle-aged teacher?
I'm looking for a job. Because I'm jobless.
But first, she's just looking forward to celebrating Christmas at home with family. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Gone on in Alaska for a medical helicopter. It took off last night from Anchorage, then disappeared. The chopper was carrying a patient and three others. In Iraq, at least 8 people are dead after today's suicide bombing outside a police station. This is ABC News.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems, and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears.
I heard about Dynavite on WJR, and I went to DINOVITE.com.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
A lot of the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com, 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
You pay your credit card bills as you should, but then you find you've been switched to a higher interest rate on your unpaid balance. What's up with that? ABC's Jim Hickey says that's what some members of the Senate are trying to find out as they call credit card companies on the carpet.
Marjorie Hancock says she is a good credit card customer.
I've always paid at least the minimum.
And on time. But her credit card company raised her interest rate anyway. They do that sometimes, even with good customers, when their overall credit score drops. Nessa Fettis at the American Bankers Association says it is a fair practice.
Riskier borrowers pay more for credit.
Senators such as Carl Levin don't think it is fair at all. And neither, he says, is the practice of raising rates retroactively.
I think that's very, very wrong.
A point being made in the hearing. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Two big credit card issuers, Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase, say they no longer engage in that practice. I'm Bob Schmidt, ABC News.
It's the holidays when the kids get gifts.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network's firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network's firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
AM 690 WIST weather.
Cool this afternoon with plenty of sunshine, a high near 60. This evening will be clear, a low 35 on the North Shore to 45 in the French Quarter. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a milder afternoon, a high 69. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Thursday, a high again of 69. And breezy with times of clouds and sun on Friday. Friday's high of 77. I'm AccuWeather's Jason Lord on the all-new AM 690 WIST, the real talk for New Orleans.
Today's talk brought to you by Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended to eliminate flakes and itch and contains aloe and moisturizers to keep both your hair and scalp healthy. Selsun Blue Naturals. The difference is clear.
Spread some holiday cheer with Zephyr's baseball tickets and gear. Zephyr ticket packages, merchandise, and gift certificates will make the perfect gift for anyone on your holiday list. And check out our new family four-pack. Enjoy four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and four programs, all for only $44. Don't miss the Zephyrs 2008 home opener on Thursday, April 3rd, as the Zephyrs battle the Nashville Sounds. Visit us online at zephyrsbaseball.com or call the Zephyrs at 734-5155. Zephyrs Baseball, proud to call New Orleans home.
Today's vehicles being so high-tech, you'll need a team of professionals you can trust to maintain your vehicle. Hi, Eric Asher from my good friends at Southern Tire. Conveniently located at the corner of Hickory and Airline, Southern Tire is locally owned and operated. In fact, a member of the Piazza family will be on site to ensure your satisfaction. Southern Tire offers general maintenance services like oil changes, tune-up, AC service, or the exclusive state-of-the-art T-Tech transmission service that replaces all of your vehicle's transmission fluid, which extends the life of your vehicle. When it comes to tires, no one in the region can come close to Southern Tire's price and selection. They carry all of the industry's major brands like Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, Pirelli, Yokohama. You name it, Southern Tire carries it. Quality workmanship, on-time service, honesty, selection, and price set Southern Tire apart from the competition. Give my friends at Southern Tire a call at 737-1558 or check out their extensive inventory online at southerntire.com. I trust Southern Tire with my family's vehicles. You should, too. Come experience what generations of New Orleans have known for decades. Southern Tire, your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs.
New Orleans, it's time for the man who tells it like it is. You want opinions? He's got them. You want information? He's got it. You want a host who is New Orleans? You found him. Eric Asher. And Inside New Orleans. Now, here's our man, Eric Asher.
Well, yesterday on the program, we had Council President Arnie Philko. And among the topics we discussed was the fact that the New Orleans City Council on Thursday was supposed to take up an ordinance on hate crime and hate crime symbols. Legislation is going to come up for vote, possibly on Thursday, to maybe outlaw any symbol that could be used to deliberately frighten someone, to intimidate someone, in terms of a hate crime. Whether it be a noose, a swastika, a burning cross. Any basically the act refers to, according to the New Orleans Times-Picayune, the crime of intimidation that by use of hate symbols. It defines the crime as placing a burning cross, a swastika, or a noose on anyone's property, a highway, or a public place with the intent of him intimidating any person or a group of persons. I guess the question here today is it necessary? We have hate crime legislation on the federal level, been there since about 1969. Council President Arnie Fickle has listed at least a dozen a dozen incidents around the country in which nooses have been displayed for black people to be found in their offices or other workplaces. He said for the New Orleans Times-Picayune that these kind of symbols are ugly, they're hateful, and they should never have been accepted by a civilized community. This was at a hearing yesterday in City Hall. Now, the Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, has come out and said, and I will quote Marjorie Essman, "This is an attempt to regulate people's thought process. Our position is that people can be accountable for the harm they do, but not the thought underlying the harm. Is this necessary? Is this particular legislation necessary when we have hate crime legislation on the federal level? Or is it something that in the aftermath of what has happened in Gina, Louisiana, what has happened just here in South Louisiana, what went down in Jefferson Parish, what's going across the lake, is it necessary now to go out and legislate paraphernalia or any type of symbol that could be involved in hate crimes? We're going to discuss that over the next hour here on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Well, I'm very excited, Eric. This is an ordinance that I authored, and we presented it to a committee hearing today. It'll go before the full council, maybe as early as Thursday. It's an ordinance that criminalizes hate symbols in our community. Where there's intimidation involved with hate symbols, whether they be nooses, crosses, swastikas, or anything related thereto, for the purpose of intimidation, they will now be under our local code criminal activity,
this
which
is
means imprisonment.
Inside New Orleans with Eric Asher on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
When it comes to kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, go to the source, Paneling Factory, right here in New Orleans. Hi, it's Corey Johnson. Since 1968, Paneling Factory is specialized in unfinished cabinets, wood flooring, and paneling. If you're looking for a fancy and expensive showroom, then Paneling Factory is not for you. But if you're looking for quality wood cabinets at affordable prices, then Cabinet Factory is exactly what you're looking for. Their 15,000 square foot warehouse is loaded to the ceiling with very affordable, super high quality kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities in every size imaginable. They have what you want in stock today. Go where the contractors and builders go. Paneling Factory, one of the South's largest distributors of unfinished wood cabinets. Paneling Factory, for 40 years in Uptown. 4124 Chapultepec, right off Napoleon.
Do you need to raise your home or business to avoid future flooding? Whether it's your business or home, it's your biggest investment. Rubio Insuring has worked hard to solve structural problems in New Orleans and surrounding areas since 1868. It's important today to hire a qualified company to raise your home. Rubio Insuring gets the job done right the first time. Call today for an estimate. 269-9909. 269-9909.
You're tuned to the all-new AM 690 WIST.
For all Louisianians,
are you familiar with New Orleans?
New Orleans, real talk.
Antwerp, Belgium is no longer the diamond capital of the world.
34 hours on an airplane, one way, 34 hours.
That's how long it took Robert to get where 80% of the world's diamonds are cut.
After 34 hours, I looked bad, I smelled bad, and I wanted to go to sleep. But then I saw the diamonds. Unbelievable.
They said Robert was one of the first North American jewelers ever to be in that office. Only the biggest diamondeers are allowed through those doors.
Fortunately, I had one of them with me, a lifelong friend who was doing me a favor.
Now pay attention because this is really important.
As of this moment, Ramsey's Diamond Jewels is delivering better diamonds for your money than you'll see anywhere, and I'm including all the online diamond sellers in that statement.
But we know talk is cheap, so put it to the test. Shop around, find your best deal. Ramsey's will show you a bigger, more beautiful diamond for your money.
I'm Robert Ramsey, and I brought home a fabulous diamond for you.
Visibly better diamonds, obviously better prices. Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers on Veterans at I-10 in Metairie.
This is a no BS zone.
Let's get rid of this BS that's going on down here, man.
The big guy demands it.
We got to end the bullshit.
Eric Asher on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Welcome back. You're listening to the all-new AM 690 WIST. My name is Eric Asher. Go to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us. Certainly appreciate all the time that you spend listening to the all-new AM 690 WIST. Got a short guest list for you today, but a good one nonetheless. My man Lee Zur is going to join us at about 1:30 this afternoon. Lee's been really on the forefront of breaking a lot of stories here in this city. We'll talk about that. And so much more with Lee Zurich at 1:30. At 2 o'clock, Newell Norman, new sheriff of Jefferson Parish. He's going to join us. We'll talk about what's going on in Jefferson Parish in terms of the, I guess the crimes that have been going on. Man, last week we had just a tremendous amount of violent crimes in Jefferson Parish. Of course, Jefferson Parish is going to be a target now for other crimes as well. It is the Christmas season, and I don't know if you can get into more of a desperate place than we're at right now in some cases. When you start looking at New Orleans, you start looking at some of the things that people have had to overcome over the last couple of years since Katrina. And, of course, the cost of living here in this city. The malls, everything else, all the shopping centers they have out in Jefferson Parish, are they targets now? Are people going to those centers? Will they be targets down the line? We'll talk to Sheriff Newell Norman about that at about 2 o'clock this afternoon and see what the JP Sheriff's Office is going to do to make sure they protect you during this upcoming Christmas or holiday season. We'll get the straight shot from him at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. But we're talking about hate crime legislation. Yesterday on our program, Council President Arnie Filko announced that the City Council was moving forward with some hate crime legislation. Sam, you're up first. You can join us online at 504-260-0690. That's 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. I'd like to play a part of the interview with Arnie Filko yesterday, so you can get a feel for what Arnie was thinking as they're going to roll this ordinance out probably on Thursday of this week. Go ahead, Jay. I'll cue it up.
It's an ordinance that criminalizes hate symbols in our community. Where there is intimidation involved with hate symbols, whether they be nooses, crosses, swastikas, or anything related thereto, for the purpose of intimidation, they will now be under our local code criminal activity, which means imprisonment and fine. And they will, they'll join some legislation at the state level and also at the federal level. But ours is even more specific, I think, than any of those in that it defines very clearly three acts that, will be criminal activity and then has a catch-all as well. So, again, at a time when we need to bring our community together, I think this is one that hopefully can be, well received by everybody. And as I said at the committee hearing today, and I went through the litany of about 20 episodes over the last 90 days, mm-hmm. When you look at what's happened in Louisiana and in the rest of the country, these type of hateful events are proliferating. And they're ugly, they're hatred. One gentleman said they're terroristic. I agree with all of that. They need to stop. And, I think that we're going to be at the forefront, both in this state and maybe even nationally, of a local ordinance that puts an end to it.
Let me take it a step further. How does that you mentioned a bunch of different symbols. How about the Confederate flag? How does that fit in that? Now, again, depending on the way that particular flag is perceived, in some cases it can be looked at as a hate symbol. In another case, it can be looked at as obviously part of Southern culture.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a tough one. I think one can certainly argue that it falls within this ordinance, but I'm not sure it reaches the overtness. I will tell you personally, I'm offended by it. Whether it comes under the catch-all of the ordinance itself, I think remains to be seen. But I tell you what we were trying to do in the catch-all aspect is, nooses and crosses and swastikas mm-hmm. really have a racial and a religious connotation to them. I mean, they're abhorrent in both of those areas. But some of the newer forms of discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination, gender discrimination, may not necessarily be caught by you know, 1, 2, and 3. And what we wanted to do as we go down the road here is to have something that was inclusive enough to prohibit the type of conduct that that would be mentioned in all of those new forms. So it'll be interesting. We have invited the SLU to comment in on it, that we certainly want to have something that's constitutional. I think this is just a great statement for New Orleans. And again, at a time when we need to get some things that we can unify our community, I think this is hopeful for those.
I would agree. I think it's high time. I hate to legislate everything, Arnie. You know, you would think that at this point in our nation's history, in our city's history, in our state's history, we should be moving more toward less racism and more unification. But it's unfortunate, this, especially after the storm. I guess that scab of the healing of a lot of the community had been pulled away again. And we've got a lot of people that obviously have taken advantage of this time to try to separate the masses, whether it be on the white side of the ledger or on the black side of the ledger, on both sides that have antagonized the situation.
Well, you and I have talked about this. I believe that generally in this community and elsewhere, there's 95% of the people that are together on most things. I think there's elements on both extremes that try to disunify, and you know, it's harmful. And I think this is one of those that all of us should be able to get behind. I know Eric, and I cited this at the committee hearing today. My best friend in the world, 20 years ago, when he stood up against apartheid in South Africa, you know, came back one night at from a university event, mm-hmm. and four men dragged him inside a room and carved the N-word on his stomach. I grew up in the Midwest in a small city, and I had, you know, nothing quite as bad as that, but I had a lot of anti-Semitism directed my way in
right.
different forms. And I find it horrible, and it's something that should not be condoned. And you know, hopefully this ordinance provides another step to try to bring people together. And where people don't respect that and want to create hate, you know, hopefully there will be a criminal repercussion for it.
Council President Arnie Filko on our program yesterday talking about the hate crimes legislation that will be before the City Council on Thursday of this week. I want to hear from you. Do you agree that we should be legislating this at this point? Is there enough in the federal legislation to cover this? Should the City of New Orleans get involved in hate crime legislation? 504-260-0691, 888-880-WIST. Sam is in Baton Rouge. Sam, welcome. You're on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Hi, Eric. You stole part of my thunder. I didn't hear that interview the other day, and I was going to mention about what about the Confederate flag. I had a lot of my forefathers and grandparents lose their life fighting for the Confederacy, but it seems like your good buddy from Wisconsin finds the Confederate flag offensive, whether it's on some redneck's truck or not. It was part of what took place in this country. Is he also going to put the Dutch flag up, and we can't fly a Dutch flag anywhere in the city of New Orleans? Because remember, the Dutch were the ones that bought the slaves, that brought them over here through the West Indies Company. So by rights, that would be a hate flag to put that up, or fly the Dutch flag anywhere, because they captured these African Americans and brought them over here. I don't think there's any more legislation. I think this is strictly pandering, doing the political thing. He says he can cite 12 dozen cases nationwide. You know what the population of this country is?
Yes.
What about the Gen of 6? You don't think by taking one white kid and six black kids beating him to a pulp was a hate crime? But now it's being reduced to a misdemeanor because, as usual, everybody jumped on the bandwagon and got what they want. I think what Arnie Filko is doing, and I know he's a good friend of yours, is appeasing the masses of the city of New Orleans.
Hey, Sam, this is Jay. Question for you about going back to the Confederate flag. A lot of what has been displayed the last few decades, unless I'm wrong, since the Civil Rights Movement has actually been the battle flag and not the Confederate flag. Am I correct?
What is wrong with that? There are people who believe that the battle flag of the Confederacy is an honorable flag. The Civil War was fought over a lot more than slavery.
Well, my question was, do you think that the battle flag has been flown? They started flying that during integration in the Civil Rights Movement as an anti-immigration symbol.
Let me reverse that. All the blacks tend to wear the African flag, and a lot of them with the black hand up with the African flag.
Good point.
In a militant manner. Mm-hmm. Should we allow them to run around the city doing that? Nobody's going to tell them anything when they wear the turbans and those little hats they wear in March with the African flag. That's a militant move. That's not a polite move. That's a militant move. It's a one-way street, and it always will be in the city, and it's not going to change. This is a political move that's being done right now to appease the masses.
So, Sam, in your opinion, we have enough legislation on the federal level to handle things like this? The New Orleans City Council should not get involved in this?
This is a political move. Certainly you've got enough on it. If we have to legislate everything that happens, it just gets nothing done. And I can tell you, I know you're good friends with Arnie Philco.
That's neither here nor there for this program. Once I step behind the mic...
He's doing it as a political move and his political ambitions.
Do you think that that's really going to help him politically, though? I mean, again, this is a situation where, you know, and I've been monitoring public opinion on this over the last 24 hours, and it's gone either way on. There are some people that feel that this is a good thing. There are other people who are very conservative and are siding with the ACLU on this. So, you know, this is something that kind of cuts both ways.
That's a two-way street. Why don't the ACLU get up to Jenna and take up for the white kid? They've got his brains beat to a pulp by six black kids who are now had enough national exposure who are going to get a slap on the wrist. If you remember the article, all the money they set up there for their defense, they were out buying gold chains, gold teeth, and everything else. They don't care. They know they can get away with it. It's got to stop. If a guy's hanging a noose on an office desk, his boss walks in and he says, "Hey, that's racist. You're fired." You don't need the city council to do that. Somewhere somebody has to be held responsible within their organization.
Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate your passion. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST to Slidell and Terry. Terry, welcome. You're on the all-new AM690 WIST.
Am I going to be arrested when I ride in the parade this year and when I throw my rebel flag beads off the float? I'm not arrested. I got $200 worth of rebel flags. I'm like, am I going to be arrested? I'm not a racist.
Well, are you attempting to intimidate anyone with those rebel flag beads?
If they had people with their hands up, you know, they're going to catch them. So, you know, no, I'm not intimidating anybody, but I'm going to throw them off the float. So, what about panties? If you throw panties off the float, is that going to cause a woman to be, you know, intimidated against that? You're doing something wrong.
Were you throwing those panties off the float to as a hate symbol?
Not at all. Right. I was offended by the Chocolate City saying.
Right.
Is he going to be arrested for that? I was totally offended by that. Like, you don't want me in the city of New Orleans.
Right.
I mean, so you can't legislate somebody's mind.
You can't legislate their thoughts.
Right. And, you know, like, I have no, you know, I mean, you know, we all grew up in a different era where there was racism. We grew up in the same neighborhood, so you know it was like that growing up.
Right.
But not anymore, you know, because, you know, I work with black people. They work with me. We all, you know, and if you're a racist, how can you be a college football fan, a pro football fan? Because, you know, you're pulling for everybody on the field, black guys, white guys, Hawaiians, whoever you got. Who's the guy, Trey, the guy Nugent, Nguyen, that played for the Dallas Cowboys.
That win, right.
At the Aggies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm, if you throw something off the float, a rebel flag, I'm not a fan. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. And so that could be considered a hate crime. Somebody catches a pair of rebels, well, I want that guy arrested. I want him taken off the float. So you can't legislate people's minds. And, you know, I think they have enough legislation now that you don't need to legislate anymore. Not a hate crime. I mean, I can understand, you know, hate crimes, but, you know, a mind, you cannot legislate a person's mind.
Terry, thanks so much for the phone call. Appreciate it very much. You're listening to the all-new AM690 WIST. Love to hear your take on this. Agree or disagree with the New Orleans City Council should they legislate hate crime, use of symbols of intimidation, hate symbols, like the swastika, like the noose, like the burning cross, or any symbol that is chosen to deliberately frighten someone. Should that be legislated? Should there be a $500 fine, 6 months in jail? You're listening to the all-new AM 690 WIST, 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST.
AM 690 WIST weather.
This afternoon will be cool with plenty of sunshine, a high near 60. Clear this evening, a low 35 on the North Shore to 45 in the French Quarter. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a milder afternoon, a high 69. Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high again 69. And Friday, breezy with times of clouds and sun, Friday's high 77. I'm AccuWeather's Jason Lord on the all-new AM 690 WIST, the real talk for New Orleans.
Don't plan on traveling to Alaska in 2008 before you go to AlaskaOffers.com, AlaskaOffers.com, or call 800-922-9000, 800-922-9000.
Today's talk brought to you by Pep Boys. Pep Boys has fantastic gift ideas. Oh, what fun it is to ride with a Razor 100-watt scooter. It's just $89.99 after mail-in rebate. The Pep Boys Holiday Savings Event is going on now. Season greetings from Pet Boys.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt.
I believe before the NIE that Iran was dangerous, and I believe after the NIE that Iran is dangerous.
President Bush on an NIE or National Intelligence Estimate that puts U.S. spy agencies on record as saying Iran halted work on a nuclear weapon years ago. More from ABC White House correspondent Martha Raddatz.
He said that the NIE does not change his opinion about the dangers of Iran, despite the evidence, the high confidence the intelligence community has stated, saying that Iran shut down its nuclear program 4 years ago. The president is not backing off of any of this, not changing his policy going forward, and I'm sure he will face criticism from abroad and certainly from Capitol Hill.
At this morning's news conference, Mr. Bush scolded the Democratic Congress about not passing bills to fund the Iraq war or to fix the alternative minimum tax. This is ABC News.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite on WJR, and I went to DINOVITE.com.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s. A lot of the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's the holidays when the kids get gifts.
The Savage Nation.
The Bible says do not put a stumbling block in the way of the blind. Well, I had stumbling blocks put in the way of me, but I wasn't blind, and I was able to overcome them. Not bad, nice use of words. I should consider talk radio for a career, shouldn't I?
The Savage Nation, from 5 to 8.
Well, I have considered talk radio for a career, and here I am.
A New Orleans real talk. AM 690, WIST.
Savage.
For mica, forget it. Say no to linoleum. Not when you can afford the best stone available from IMC Stone and Tile. Hey, New Orleans, it's Corey Johnson. IMC Stone and Tile has the South's finest stone for your floors, kitchen countertops, bathrooms, fireplaces, and more. Huge entire slabs, custom cut to your specifications. Let the experienced pros at IMC Stone and Tile help build your dream house. IMC Stone and Tile selects only grade A stone, not second and third choices like some of the fly-by-night guys. IMC has been in New Orleans since the 80s, and with their major investment in their new showroom on Palm Street between Airline and Metairie Road, IMC Stone and Tile is committed to Greater New Orleans for the long haul. Come check out IMC Stone and Tile's huge inventory of granite and marble slabs, travertine, porcelain, slate, and ceramic. Locally owned and operated, IMC Stone and Tile, 483-8006.
He is New Orleans through and through. Eric Asher on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Criminalizes hate symbols in our community. Where there's intimidation involved with hate symbols, whether they be nooses, crosses, swastikas, or anything related thereto.
Welcome back. You're listening to the all-new AM 690 WIST. My name is Eric Asher, 504-260-0691, 888-880-WIST. Yesterday on the program, Council President Arnie Filko announced that the City Council, possibly on Thursday, will take up an ordinance to outlaw in the city of New Orleans to make the crime of intimidation by use of hate symbols a crime here in the city of New Orleans. You cannot intimidate someone with a noose, swastika, or burning cross, or any symbol that is deliberately used to frighten another individual. I want to hear what you have to say about it. 504-260-0691, 888-880-WIST. Gary, you're up first. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting to me, if we want to try and talk about racism in New Orleans. The council, a few weeks ago, it came out, the Criminal Justice Committee discovered that the NOPD had arrested 15,000 African Americans for traffic tickets that they should have given the people traffic tickets for.
They should have given them citations for?
Citations for.
Right.
They arrested 15,000 at the New Orleans Police Department arrested 15,000 African American citizens that should have been given citations. Then you go down to this is Gary Wainwright. You go down to the criminal district courthouse. 70% of the cases in the criminal district courthouse are African American young people arrested with a half a marijuana cigarette, when in every other major metropolitan area in New Orleans, they're given a citation. We've got real racism in New Orleans. And when the city council of New Orleans gets our streets fixed, gets the road home process straight, gets the abandoned properties torn down that need to be torn, gets an agreement on what the trash contract is for this city, then maybe we will have the time to consider something like this. But we've got real crime in this city. So now we're going to have the New Orleans Police Department, who can't arrest 10% of the 260 murderers a year, going around spending their time deciding whose T-shirt says what?
Gary, in your opinion, this is something that the City Council of New Orleans should stay away from.
In my opinion, they should pass a ordinance prohibiting the New Orleans Police Department from arresting people for misdemeanors if they want to do something about the racism in this town. That's every citable offense. There should be an ordinance, and we would save millions of dollars, because we wouldn't be paying the criminal sheriff to book, hold, and house people that have been arrested for basically municipal offenses. The racism in the city of New Orleans is not people putting up swastikas. It's not people putting up Confederate flags. It's the way the New Orleans Police Department operates as a force of repression against the African-American community.
Gary, go ahead. Finish your statement.
I just want to say one final thing.
Absolutely.
Anybody that doesn't understand, and you get in all these fights all the time, there is no more conservative body in America than the ACLU. The American Civil Liberties Union fights every day to conserve our rights to be free under our Bill of Rights. And let me ask Mr. Filko something, if he wants to talk about this. Since the Ku Klux Klan and the Black Panthers both have constitutional rights to march. How would the city of New Orleans handle a march of the Ku Klux Klan? They would illegally and unconstitutionally arrest everyone for violating their picayune-ish municipal ordinance?
Gary, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate your passion, my friend. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. Sarge, down in Lafitte, welcome. You're on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Sarge, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm an old guy. I'm making a halfway whoop decently today, which is good.
That's fantastic to hear.
Hey, brother, let me tell you something. I have never had the pleasure of meeting the Honorable Mr. Felco, but I'm sure he is a gentleman, a scholar, and an intellect beyond peer. However, having said that, I must say that this is the most misguided, poorly thought out, time-wasting effort I've ever heard of, and particularly at this critical junction in New Orleans when we need to be concentrating on some of the basic problems rather than this frivolous business that he's talking about. Now, by the way, he mentioned, among other things, he had said Confederate flag. Hey, I'm a Southern by birth.
Actually, I mentioned the Confederate flag yesterday on the program.
Okay, well, I'm a Southerner by birth and a Virginia by the grace of God. Now, if I want to hang a Virginia battle flag on my flagpole beneath the American flag, beneath the Marine Corps flag that I fought for, I fought with, I think that should be my prerogative. I don't have any grudge against anybody. I'm an old Marine, man. There was no black, there was no yellow, there was no white. We were all green, and that's my attitude on it. Now, I'm sure there are a bunch of sailors, if they saw an eagle, globe, and anchor, would probably feel that's a hate crime because it got thumped by some Marine in a bar in the Philippines. And I'll tell you something else, that I was at, just so happened to be misfortunate or fortunate, depending on, I'm old enough now. Mm-hmm. I was at the organizing rally of the Black Panthers at the Merritt campus of the Oakland City College in 1965. Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, and I'm one of two white faces. My friend and I went to just out of interest. There you are about Ofe, white bread, this, that, and the other. Now, I'll tell you, having been called white bread, I was fearful for even getting out of that place.
Right.
And if this ordinance passed, I'm going to see if I can engage your producer, Jay, to represent the citizens of New Orleans, like sign on the class action to sue every grocery store in New Orleans that carries white bread. You know, this whole thing is absurd.
That's all I eat is white bread.
Oh, no.
My wife wants me to eat wheat, and I won't do it. Well, I'm a traditional guy.
Yeah, well, you know, and be careful if some waitress comes up and she meant to say tofu, but she says ofe. You know, you're back in Trujillo trouble. Ofe, what you saying to me, girl? So, I mean, come on. We got better things to do at our times. As far as I'm concerned, this is one. Devise it. Two, it is not timely. It makes absolutely no sense. Three, any time they pass a law, it infringes upon additional rights, and they keep cutting into our rights. Four, any human being with half a brain is going to recognize a hate sign, and is not going to they'll deal with it. Then it'll be dealt with either by peer pressure or whatever means necessary to eliminate. One other thing. Mr. Felco mentioned yesterday in the context of the hate signs, he talked about swastika, some other things, and then he said the cross.
Yeah, but now, I think he meant to say the burning cross.
Well, he should have said burning cross.
Yes.
Because, you know, I go, what?
Yes.
Yeah, but I assume if I'm in Detroit, wrong section of Detroit, when they got the call to prayer, when they've got speakers on every telephone pole and every place they can hang a speaker calling people to prayer, and I go in there and I'm wearing a T-shirt with, you know, I'm in love with Jesus and I got a cross, I assume that could be construed as a hate crime there.
You think it could intimidate the people who you're walking into their church?
Yeah, because, you know, they hate, some of them hate Christians.
Right, I got you.
I mean, the whole thing is just bizarre.
So city council ought to stay out of this fight.
Stay the hell out of the matter of what people think. Deal with the realness. This whole Jenna thing, the only reason it got to be what it was because the typical shake 'em down artist came to town, did their number, made a big national incident out of something that should have been dealt with locally by the local police. And I'd agree with one of the callers said, what about that poor boy that got his brains kicked in?
Yeah, no,
where's
no.
he in all this? That was the hate.
And if you go back and you look at the at what happened in Gina, it's a lot more than obviously just the news that was hanging in the tree. And there are a lot of good articles out there if you really want to do the research on what exactly happened out in Gina.
Well, it was brewing for a long time, and it was more than the news. Let's face it.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
But that was the trigger. But I mean, you know, to create. Okay, there is racism. There's no two ways about it. But I can tell you,
no
at
doubt.
Age 60, there is a whole lot less racism today than there was when I was 15 years old, 20 years old.
And I'm hoping that over time, and thank you for the phone call, Sarge, that we're going to see less and less racism. I mean, I think we see it now with a lot of the marriages that are out there where people from different races are coming together and marrying or you know, having children or whatever it is at this point. You see kids today. I can tell you my children don't see color. You know, they have friends that are black and white and Hispanic and Asian, and it's not a big deal to my children. Of course, that's the way I raised them, but I think that's a lot. I think you see a lot of that throughout society now where that's happening. Now, again, on the other side, you got the extremists that would love to play this thing. And again, on both sides, like to play the race card. We got to go to break, or can I take one more? Let me take one more phone call before I go to break. Jerry's been holding the longest. Jerry, welcome. You're on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
I think this is symptomatic of this new supposedly good council. This has been going on now for months. Arne Philco and Maduro especially are both spineless. They bow to the every black Maduro crying when she got criticized. Philco when he wanted to have the temporary councilman at large being black. They kowtow constantly. This was another incident. And not one symbol that Philco mentioned was an a symbol whites might find upsetting. It was all about black. It always is. What about the green, black, and yellow color that's prevalent with blacks with the caps and the flag? You know what that means? That means pan-African black power. And that's offensive to me. So let's add that to the list, too.
Well, they say any symbol that is meant to intimidate or frighten someone, and that's one of the reasons this particular ordinance is, to me, is a little bit vague, honestly.
And you know what? There has, as far as I know, in the history since the federal government with anti-constitutional hate crime law has never prosecuted a black against a white. Remember a couple of years ago when the black gang molested all those white people in Algiers and they wanted to have a hate crime? Whatever happened to that? They always sweep them under the rug. It's a one-sided deal, and people better wake up because it's only going to get worse.
Jerry, thanks for the phone call. Right. I appreciate it. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. What a great song that is. We're going to get involved in the conversation. We're talking about the proposed ordinance that is going to go before the city council on Thursday that would make illegal any symbol that would deliberately frighten someone, that would deliberately intimidate someone by use of a hate symbol. Some of the symbols that are out there right now that are used as example is a noose, a swastika, or a burning cross. I want to hear from you. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. Is this something the City Council of New Orleans should stay out of? Do we have enough legislation with the hate crime legislation on the federal level? 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. Listen to the great music.
So sweet, so cold, and so bad. Let her go, let her go, let her go. God bless her.
This is Inside New Orleans with Eric Asher on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Hear that ticking of the clock? By the time this message ends, you could have already felt the strength of instant male enhancement leader, Maxiderm. Yes, it starts working that quickly.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Seaver from Axiderm, and nobody knows instant male enhancement like we do. We've sold over 1 million products and were recently granted a patent by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. How many male enhancement companies can say that? Call right now to find out how to get a free supply of Maxiderm today. You may be asking yourself, am I too old for Maxiderm? Or maybe you're asking yourself, am I too young? Here's what you should be asking. Do I want to perform better in the bedroom? Hear that ticking? If you had Maxiderm by now, you'd have already felt it start working.
Call right now and feel Maxiderm working for you. Find out how to get your free supply at 800-520-2293. Maxiderm is instant male enhancement. 800-520-2293. 800-520-2293 now.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-477-1708. That's 1-800-477-1708. 1-800-477-1708.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Corey Johnson. You want to talk Saints football? We got the place to do it every Tuesday. Join us live at Shula's Steakhouse on Canal Street for the Charles Grant Show. Talk with big, bad Charles Grant face-to-face and enjoy a big slab over at Shula's. That's every Tuesday. 3 to 5, we're talking Saints football on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
He is New Orleans through and through. Eric Asher on the all-new AM 690 WIST.
Welcome back. You're listening to the all-new AM 690 WIST. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. Lee Zurich from Channel 4 News will join us at 1:30. At 2 o'clock, Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Norman will join us. All the way up to 1:30, we're asking your opinion. The City Council of New Orleans looks like it's going to have some hate crime legislation go before it on Thursday. They are looking to outlaw any symbol that would deliberately intimidate another person, such as, and they've used a few examples, a new swastika burning cross. The act refers to the crime of intimidation by use of hate symbols. It defines the crime as placing a burning cross, swastika, a noose on another's property, a highway, a public place, with the intent of intimidating any person or a group of person. Another section of the ordinance, according to the New Orleans Times-Picayune, broadens the list of banned symbols beyond those three to include any symbol, quote-unquote, deployed on another's property, highway, or public place to intimidate another. I want to hear from you. Is this something the New Orleans City Council should stay out of? Is this law too broad? Or is this good legislation at a time that's necessary? 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. James has been holding the longest. James, welcome.
Hey, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine.
Okay, before I say what I might say here, does that list include the Confederate battle flag?
I asked Arnie about that yesterday, and he really wasn't, I really didn't say one way or the other whether it did. Now, again, that's got to be something that's going to be used to intimidate another person as a hate crime. And I asked that question because, again, in some circles, especially here in the South, the Confederate battle flag is part of Southern culture. Now, some people use that battle flag as a way to show white power or intimidate racism. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's the connotation on how you're flying that particular flag.
Well, I'm going to
and then again, who knows what's in the person's mind who's flying that flag?
Well, if you wave it at somebody in their face in that fashion, it certainly would be. But I look upon a Confederate battle flag as a traitorous rag. The people who took to the battlefield who were organized, trained, and equipped. They had one mission in mind. I got a little cold here, I'm sorry.
That's a good
but
tip,
that mission was to kill and to maim, to wound United States Army soldiers. They weren't fighting Union soldiers. They wore the insignia and the rank of United States Army soldiers. And these white traitors in that gray uniform, they went to battle to kill United States Army soldiers. They were terrorists. I wore the uniform of the United States Army. Today, United States Army soldiers are being killed on the battlefield of Iraq and Afghanistan by terrorists. Back around 1860, they were killed on the battlefield by Confederate terrorists. And to have that battle flag be a symbol or romanticized or glorified, I find to be disgusting and just disgraceful, because their purpose was to kill the soldiers of the United States of America.
So, in your mind, this particular legislation, let's get back to the legislation.
Well, right.
This particular legislation, how do you feel about it?
It's a symbol. Well, that is a symbol of racism. A noose is a symbol of racism. And, you know, what is the Klan going to... Are they going to give away noose Christmas ornaments this year, since they seem to be so fashionable in some parts of the country? You know, we need to be uniting, not dividing, you know, whether it's black or white.
Does this ordinance unite or divide?
You know, that's. I'd like to hear... Could you get him back, you know, on another appearance?
Yes.
I'd like to hear more of this. I just got back into town yesterday.
Yes, and we're going to play the... When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to replay the interview with Arnie.
I think the intention is good, Eric. Mm-hmm. I know the ACLU is against it. Again, another caller said, yes, their job is to defend the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
So, you know, I just don't know. I can see both sides of the issue.
James, as always, I appreciate your phone call, my friend. Thanks so much. 504-260-0698-1-888-880-WISD to Gulfport, Mississippi, and Michael. Michael, welcome. Hey, Michael, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
I'd just like to bring up, let's listen to that last caller, I'd just like to bring up a couple of issues myself. Number one, this thing about the Jenna thing and the kid that got his head stomped in. You know, that's going to leave an indelible mark on him for life. That's for sure.
No doubt.
Okay. My son experienced the same thing over here. Had to go to a predominantly black school, and he went through the D.A.R.E. program, graduated with honors, and found a pack of cigarettes on the playground, unopened. Was going to take them to the teacher. Eight kids, including a girl, all black, jumped him, broke three ribs, broke his collarbone, gave him a concussion. You know, I've tried to raise my kid to be colorblind because I came up in the 60s playing basketball, and... most of my friends were black. We didn't have really no problems.
Right.
Okay? But here's a statistic I want you to think about as far as this being a two-way street. In Seattle, they have an accelerated school for the kids with, you know, the higher grades, so to speak.
Sure.
Okay? They're claiming this school is racist because 65% of the kids in the accelerated classes are white, and only 40% of the school is white. So now they're going to shut down the classes because they consider it to be racist. Now, nobody listens to people like Bill Cosby and other black representatives that are saying to the black population, it's up to you. It's up to you. And all the respect in the world go out to, and I've got plenty of black friends that are successful, that have made it. You know, we had the Civil Rights Bill passed. Then we have affirmative action, and still, we're right here in this muck and mire of we can't get along. But why? Am I going to go get me a cop when some black guy calls me a honky? No. And, you know, it's just like they ask Isaiah Thomas about the black woman being called a bitch. Oh, it's okay for a black man to call her a bitch, but white men call her a bitch, whoa. You know, and two, and the N-word, everybody refers to the N-word. If you can't talk about it, then how are you going to address it? You know, if you can't talk...
We draw the line. Michael, thank you for the phone call. I know you were getting passionate there. I was hoping we weren't going in that direction.
Don't call back soon.
Unfortunately, we did. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. The bottom line is this a law that we should be even having on the books in the city of New Orleans? When you start talking about hate crimes, nooses, swastikas, burning crosses, any symbol that may be deliberately chosen to frighten someone or intimidate someone, should that be part of the legislation here in the city of New Orleans, or is the hate crime legislation on the federal level enough? Trying to give people as much leeway as I can to go ahead and express yourselves, but come on, folks, let's be a pro here. You know what you can and can't say on the radio. Kurt, Dan, you're up next on the all-new AM 690 WIST. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST.
The all-new AM 690 WIST.